Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The Bears are not a shoe-in to beat anybody. I don't care about what injuries Cincinnati has.
I think you're right. They've proven that to us. Kudos to them for that ability to lose to absolutely anyone.
Wait, anyone think it's a lock that they beat the Browns on Christmas Eve?
No. Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 5 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night. It's presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate, and Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Let's start with some Bears news, specifically the injury report for Saturday's game at Detroit, as Adam Shaheen, Eddie Goldman, and Adrian Amos are all questionable. And what about playing a Saturday contest? That question to John Fox.
You know, it's a little bit like Thursdays. You know, it's a little bit like coming off of Mondays. You know, like one good thing about doing this for a while, you have a schedule for about everything. You know, we've had Saturday playoff games. You know, that can happen as well. So the Saturday game is not that unusual.
And neither are Thursday night games anymore. And we'll have tonight's contest between Denver and Indianapolis right here on The Score. Also on the sports schedule tonight, hockey, the Blackhawks up in Winnipeg. Baseball's winter meetings, now history for the year. And before leaving Orlando, the Cubs did sign another reliever today as Steve Cishek inks a two-year deal worth between $12 and $14 million. Also today, Minnesota signed Fernando Rodney for 1 year as he continues his tour around the major leagues. And St. Louis dealt outfielder Stephen Piscotty to Oakland for a pair of minor leaguers. Join myself and Mike Esposito that Saturday for a live broadcast from 10 a.m. until 12:45 in the afternoon at the Sears location at the Fox Valley Mall in Aurora. Don't miss out on 50% off Craftsman drill bit sets and garage door remotes, and enter for a chance to win a power tool storage set. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman's tools. This scoreboard update brought to you by Zoom Video Conferencing. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Hi. Hello. Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
Is he a long-range answer? That seems a bit unlikely. I think they've got better young talent in the pipeline, but they're still a ways away from completely fixing the position.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, Hub.
Hub's gone. They had to close the restaurant down because they close at 1 o'clock.
Oh, no, I want to talk to Hub.
Well, call next week.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That'd get any better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Director of football content for Shaw Media, editor of Pro Football Weekly, senior Bears and NFL expert for 670 The Score. Hub Arkish is brought to you by Web Chevy for a great deal in Chevys in Chicago. Visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. Hello, Hub.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. How you doing?
Well, you know what? Your phone line is breaking up, and we are going to put you on hold until we
not a particularly good way to start.
Get you reestablished, of course.
I don't think I'm supposed to hang out with us.
No, I don't think it's actually Hub. I think he's been abducted by alien beings from another world. They have taken
Gelato
away.
And Mankato
yes,
came and
yes, Kang and Kodos, and that was and that was their first attempt to create like a pod person version of Hub. And try to foist him upon us by infecting the Chicago football zeitgeist with intentionally wrong opinions to sway elections in Russia's favor.
With that reference, the Simpsons have been pretty spot on predicting things. Huh?
Everything, right?
Yeah, you got your man Agent Orange at the top of the mountain.
They called it.
Yeah, and what else did they get? They got the FIFA scandal. Well, that was pretty easy.
The Machado trade?
The Machado.
They got the White Sox pursuing
Manny
Machado.
They knew that Rich Hahn was going to go get Manny Machado.
Yep.
Yeah, the Simpsons. When in doubt, trust in the Simpsons.
Look to their unique brand of satire. So Hub joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. We got you, Hub.
Yeah, I guess I'm having a tough week.
Well, we hope it gets better with
okay,
this visit,
now,
brother.
We're gonna start with something. We're going to break form a little bit here, and I wouldn't do this for just anybody, but I got an email earlier in the week from Frank from Oak Park.
Oh, boy.
And because of the schedule change, he said he's actually helping with a relative who had a medical appointment today, and he's unable to call. And he asked if I would read his email, and I told him that I would. Okay? This is Frank from Oak Park.
Hub, the Bears actually climbed out of the most injured third of the league in one of the measures tracked by the Man Games Lost database. Not because the Bears got healthy, but rather because teams like the Redskins and Texans added more carnage to their rosters in recent weeks than the Blue and Orange. However, with the measures that adjust for the quality of players lost, the Bears remain solidly in the league's most damaged third. If the trend continues for the rest of 2017, this will be the third year in a row the Bears end up in the bottom segment of the Player Health Index. If this is a random event, the chances of this happening three consecutive years is 0.3333 cubed, or more than 96% against. So if someone's to blame for this, who's answering to who for what happened? The Bears are like most teams if the strength and conditioning coach is hired by the head coach, Fox. Isn't the Olympic experienced nutritionist a person Pace hired? Could the Bears' ongoing issues be a case of groups with different bosses working at cross purposes? Or after Fox is dismissed, will we find the man was running the team through the Oklahoma drill in Friday walkthroughs?
Dan, you'd know better than me. Are his statistics right as far as the 0.3396? I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's right mathematically, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You know, listen, the Bears told us the first day in Bourbonnais, we sat with Ryan Pace and John Fox, and they brought it up. They talked about the work they did during the offseason to try and have better luck with injuries. I guess you could argue that they've had slightly better luck, not quite as many on injury reserve, not quite as many games lost to starters, but it's not good enough. It's too much, you know. And so I think that they've got to dig deeper this offseason. They've got to, I don't know if they need to make a change so much as change the way that they're doing things, and that may involve, you know, changes in strength and conditioning, changes in sports science. But at the end of the day, you know, Ryan Pace is responsible for all things football with the Chicago Bears, and he's going to get a chance to fix this. If the injury situation doesn't get better next season, Ryan Pace is the guy who's responsible for it.
Here's another Frank in Lakeview on the Score with Hub.
Yeah, hi. First of all, I apologize. I had some dental work done and some kind of flying on codeine and wine. But I have a... I'm one of the few people in the world who believe that Pace has done a good job in drafting players. I'm taking away the injury stuff. I don't, you know, I'm not holding him responsible for that. My question is, though, I was thinking about all the different players he signed as free agents. If you took the players that he signed as free agents that are injured and assume that they did or they would do as well as they'd done before they were in, or, you know, in previous years, I still suspect that Pace has not done a particularly good job in signing free agents. I just want to know, taking away injuries, how you feel about Pace's job with free agents.
I feel better, Frank. Thank you.
Yeah, Frank, you know, listen, he's clearly done a better job drafting than he has in veteran free agency. I don't know where you plug in the exceptional job he's done in signing undrafted rookie free agents, but he's been very good at that. At the end of the day, there have been some veteran free agents signing that weren't a good idea. You know, I didn't understand particularly the Antrell Roll or Quentin Demps signings when they were made. Now, Quentin Demps isn't done as a Bear. He'll be back. We'll see what happens there. You know, Pernell McPhee, they missed on the medical. You take a look at Mike Glennon. I don't think there's much we can add to that. But then you turn it around, and Bobby Massey is a serviceable right tackle. He's been better the last year and a half than he was his first seven or eight games. Danny Trevathan is an excellent signing. Akeem Hicks is an even better signing than that. Prince Amukamara has been fine. So I don't know, to be honest with you, what an acceptable success rate is on that. I'd have to look at other NFL teams. I'm sure some are better than others. But it's a tough way to build a football team. Clearly, through the draft is the way you want to do it. Pace has emphasized that his plan is to build this team through the draft. And so I think that probably you have to take him at his word and measure him that way. But at the end of the day, has he done a good job in veteran free agency? I mean, to give him more than a C or a C plus would be hard to do.
In Plainfield, this is Justin. He's on the Score with Hub.
Hey, Hub. In the upcoming free agent class, who are the top wide receivers the Bears might look at? And specifically, how good is Jarvis Landry? What are your thoughts on him?
Well, listen, I don't know who they're going to look at. I don't know how they're going to approach it. But ironically or coincidentally, I got to spend about 10 minutes with Jarvis Landry this past Monday night. If you were listening to the Score, I did the Westwood One broadcast of the Patriots and Dolphins, and Landry was my on-field interview afterwards. And I am just so impressed by that young man. He now holds the NFL record. This is all-time NFL history for the most receptions by a receiver in his first 2 years in the NFL. He's tied for the most in his first 3 years, and he broke the record for the most 4 years after week 11. So he is arguably the most productive receiver in the history of the league. He was Odell Beckham Jr.'s teammate at LSU for a couple of years. I don't know if people realize that. And I really like the kid a lot. You know, he is not a game breaker. He doesn't have a lot of, 50, 60-yard plays, but he's going to get you 80 to 100 catches and over 1,000 yards every season. I know Miami doesn't want to let him get away, but they inherited a pretty big contract in Kenny Stills when they traded for him. They've still got Devontae Parker there, who's looking like he's a little shaky. There's a possibility that Landry hits the market, and I would love to see him in Chicago if he did.
On the north side, Oren is next on the Score with Hub.
Hello, gentlemen. Hub. Hello. And Dan, a very happy Hanukkah to you.
Thanks,
Dan,
sir.
Your Frank from Oak Park impression sounded suspiciously like Casey Kasem.
I'm just doing the best I can do.
Hub, I ask this question knowing full well that there's probably not a good black and white answer to it. But I've heard the following statement over and over again, especially on this show over and over again, in response to why the McCaskies have to do things like hire Ernie Accorsi and things like that, that the McCaskies are not, quote-unquote, football people. And what I'm trying to figure out is they are a multi-generational football-owning family. Football team is the only main business that they have. And the Hiltons are hotel people. The Trumps are real estate people. Why the hell aren't the McCaskies football people?
I can't tell you why. I can only tell you that really none of them played. I think Michael played a year of wide receiver at Yale. Some of them played in high school. How their parents chose to raise them and what their hobbies were as kids, I can't speak to that. I can only tell you that they're not guys who have made a career out of coaching, out of scouting, out of analyzing the game, and that's where they're at. The reality is I'm not sure any of them as children expected to be running this franchise. Everybody believed that was going to be Muggs Hallis, and of course Muggs unfortunately passed away young. I want to say it was in 1978. And Ed McCaskey was never a football person. He was a musician. I can't tell you why. I can only tell you that they have not, made a business practice of it. And it's not unusual. I mean, the Rooneys are wildly successful and they're in the business, but they're not football people. They've got Kevin Colbert, who's an outstanding GM, and they hired the right guy and they've hired good coaches. John Mara has won two Super Bowls in the last decade with the Giants. He brought in Ernie Accorsi just like the Bears did. So, it's not necessarily the curse that Bears fans make it out to be and why they have not chosen to be students of the game and to be constantly aware of who the best talent around the league is. I can't answer that for you.
We're going to do more with Hub. Lines are open, 312-644-6767 if you want to jump in. Also have a little bit of news here from Bob Nightingale of USA Today, who is updating on the Manny Machado market, who says that the offer from the White Sox is not as aggressive as was initially characterized. Wow. So he's pushing back on that a little bit. This segment brought to you by Volvo. Sweden's greetings from Volvo this holiday season. Enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today. Bears and NFL questions, comments. You want Hub's input? You got it. Straight ahead on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Cremo Shaving Cream Superior Beard Products. Beard boldly. I'm a big fan of Scott Frost. He looks the part, carries himself right, and keeps achieving. The former Nebraska National Championship quarterback got drafted into the NFL as an athlete without a position, played for half a decade, then found his true calling in coaching. And that's not always an easy transition to make, because it's easier to be good at your job than it is to teach others how to be good at theirs. The hours of a head coach are endless. The pressure to succeed weighs like a ton of bricks. Despite all of that, Frost in his first job took a University of Central Florida squad that went winless in 2015 to undefeated and American Athletic Conference champions this year. Now comes what has to be his opportunity of a lifetime, a return to Lincoln to try to bring the Cornhuskers back to prominence. And just like the rest of his career, I'm sure success will find him. I'm Tiki Barber.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, the Bears aren't going to feel sorry for anyone.
No.
Because their whole year has been sort of injury-riddled. So it's good for a week to see them play good football. just to see them get a feel good. It's just a much happier Sunday than it normally would be.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg and the mortgage experts on Team Hochberg. According to CreditCard.com, American consumer debt has eclipsed $1 trillion. With the Fed's interest rate increases, American consumers are paying more every month in minimum credit card bills while damaging their credit scores. Home values continue to increase, and there is an outstanding chance you can refinance and eliminate your debt with Team Hochberg's Debt Elimination Program. David and the Team Hochberg mortgage experts will perform a free evaluation on your debt and mortgage to determine if they can eliminate your debt with a cash-out refinance. To participate in Team Hochberg's Debt Elimination Program, call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. The Team Hochberg Debt Elimination Program has saved listeners tens of thousands of dollars. David and Team Hochberg have helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 19186.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to Radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step.
Things are good.
Yeah. If he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The Bears are not a shoe-in to beat anybody. I don't care about what injury Cincinnati has.
I think you're right. They've proven that to us. Kudos to them for that ability to lose to absolutely anyone.
Wait, anyone think it's a lock that they beat the Browns on Christmas Eve?
No. Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. And now the scores, Spiegel and Parkins and Bernstein and Goff bring you a holiday wish list for the Chicago sports fan.
I want a new football coach.
Danny, I want a rich hobbyist to buy the Bears and play with them like his little toy.
You know any of those?
No.
I want the Bears not to suck. I want the Bulls not to suck. I want the Sox to grow up. And I want the Cubs to continue to make us money.
My most heartfelt wish is that Chicago sports radio hosts would stop doing trite seasonal bits.
But of course, the number one wish of Chicago sports fans is no doubt to attend the Score's holiday broadcast live from Shoeless Joe's Ale House and Grill in Addison tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. with Spiegel and Parkins, and then from 1 to 6 with Bernstein and Goff. We'll give away great prizes all day, so stop by and get into the holiday spirit with 670 The Score. Plus, enjoy specially priced Dos Equis brought to you by Lover's Lane and O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Marcus, that's getting better than this.
I can't imagine it could.
What if we had two Hubs?
Well, that's what I thought happened. Because I'm telling you, I thought Hub was going to be the lead singer of Flock of Seagulls last night. Because when they said the guy used to have a big, famous head of hair, and now he doesn't have any hair anymore, I said, that's where Hub was.
I saw that guy. Hub's a way better looking guy than that guy. Well, way better looking.
That's damning with faint praise. We continue taking phone calls for our Bears and NFL expert in Janesville, Wisconsin. It is Guy. He is on the Score. Hi, Guy.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you. Dan and Jason, I love your show. It's awesome. Hub, pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks.
Quick two-part question for you, Hub. First of all, according to all reports, Aaron Rodgers had two plates and 13 screws put into his collarbone. First of all, my first question is that normal, or did he wreck it that bad? And if so, should they bring him back with the very off chance that they get into the playoffs? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks a lot.
As far as what hardware they used to replace his collar, or to repair, I should say, his collarbone, I really can't tell you. I can tell you that it's fairly normal. It sounds a lot worse than it is. And they wouldn't have done it if it wasn't the best chance to protect and return to the game, one of the two or three best quarterbacks in the game. Forget the playoffs. He's coming back Sunday. Mm-hmm. They've announced that. Should they? I could pretty much guarantee you that the Green Bay Packers are not messing with the future of Aaron Rodgers. He has medical clearance. They believe that this is the sufficient time demanded and necessary for the collarbone to heal. He chose not to have the surgery when this happened a couple years ago. He came back a week or two sooner. So the one thing I would bet anything on is that the Packers wouldn't be doing this if they hadn't been assured by their medical people that they're not exposing him to any greater risk than they would be by letting him sit out the rest of the year and coming back next season.
There you have it. Downers Grove, the next stop, and Zach is on Sports Radio 670.
Good evening, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Listening to you guys every night on my way home.
Thank you.
Just had one quick question. I love winning. I've played sports my whole life, and I hate the idea of tanking. But with the Bears possibly picking up a couple of extra wins towards the end of this year, we're going to drop further away from that top spot in the draft. Just wondering, Hub, your thoughts about the depth of this draft and whether or not we're still going to get a quality player, depending on how many wins we get the rest of the year. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Zach.
We get into this all the time, and I'm very clear on my position. The NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year this year is going to be a second-round pick, Alvin Kamara. I think most likely the Defensive Rookie of the Year is going to be Marshawn Lattimore, mm-hmm. who I believe that the Saints took at 11 or 12. That's just picking the two biggest stars as rookies. If you look at these guys going forward, you find Aaron Rodgers was the 24th pick in the draft. You guys know where I'm going. You can do this all the time. There is far more value to the young talent on this Bears roster in winning football games than there is to losing them in the hopes that you have a better chance of getting it right at 4 or 5 in the draft than you do at 8 or 9. When you look at the way this stacks up, 8 are not going to win their last 3. I don't know which ones are going to win and which ones are going to lose. But what you're really talking about is going to be the difference between drafting 4 or 5 and 8 or 9. And so, to me, there is far more value in getting these kids some wins than there is in worrying about losing 3, 4, 5 spots in the draft.
Before we let you go here, a texter asked, why is Kevin White still out with a broken collarbone if Aaron Rodgers is ready to come back?
Well, I don't know that Kevin White isn't ready to come back. You know, you get a choice when you put these guys on injured reserve. Mm-hmm. You designate them for return. You can only bring back two. They've already brought back DeAndre Hall. It may be that he is not 100% ready, or it may be that he could if they thought there was value in bringing him back, but they've decided there's more value in leaving him where he's at and hoping to get him ready for next year.
How are they going to get Kendall Wright the ball more?
Well, I throw it to him. It ain't that hard. You know, guys, the ultimate frustration, I'm sitting here writing about this for tomorrow right now, is that the offense needs a change. It needs different leadership. It needs different game planning. It needs different play calling. It wasn't as if suddenly Kendall Wright became open last week. And even that, you ask yourself, well, the price of that was what happened to Dontrell Inman, and where was Marcus Wheaton? They need somebody who is ready to succeed at that level, at the offensive coordinator level in the NFL. That's going to be the ultimate measure of how well Mitch Trubisky eventually plays the game. And regardless of what they do with head coaching, with defensive coordinator, where they draft, that's a change that I think we can all see they have to make.
Hub, we appreciate it as always. Thank you.
Talk to you, buddy.
All right, guys. Hopefully back regular time next week.
Yes.
No, no problem.
No worries. All good. Okay. We have It's On coming up in just a moment, but before an update, I want to read you this, as I mentioned, from an extensive piece here from Bob Nightingale, wrapping up there, trying to wrap up what is going on with Manny Machado and the White Sox involvement here. And they're talking about the involvement of the Yankees here. And I'm going to try to skip down a few paragraphs here. The Orioles, who for the first time since selecting Machado with a third pick in the 2010 draft, told teams they are willing to listen to trade proposals. By the time they departed the winter meetings, had 10 legitimate offers in hand. The most aggressive offer, they say, was from the biggest surprise team, the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox lost 95 games last year in year one of their rebuild. They may lose even more this year. They're not supposed to contend until 2019 at the earliest. So what in the world are the White Sox doing by making an offer unless they intend to deal Machado to the Yankees for even better prospects? We are not looking to make any sort of move that's aimed at simply jumping up and perhaps contending for a wild card or maybe even the division for 1 year, White Sox GM Rick Hahn says. The focus remains on the long term. Now, we may take some calculated risks along the way, but the focus remains on putting ourselves in the best position for the long term. Translation. The White Sox, according to team executives who spoke to USA Today only on the condition of anonymity, indeed made a solid offer for Machado, only it didn't involve any of their prized prospects.
There it is.
Not even close. The deal they offered, two executives said, was based on the belief they would have Machado for only one season. Oh, sure, they'd love to have Machado for the next 10 years and would love to have exclusive negotiating rights next season, but the chance of them dishing out at least $350 million for one player is about the same as the White Sox hosting a ring ceremony party for the Cubs. Simply, the White Sox say they'd love to have Machado to help make them a better team, giving them a chance to sign him. If they're out of the race by the trade deadline and Machado isn't interested in signing an extension, they could then trade him and try to recoup their investment. Yet, the White Sox insist they would not trade for Machado and immediately flip him. It would be completely unethical, they say, if the Orioles even wanted it in writing that they'd keep him around until at least midsummer, no problem. Still, the Orioles don't believe it. They're not sure what to believe anymore, really. What would stop the White Sox or any other team from dumping Machado into the Yankees' awaiting arms if they get off to a lousy start in April or out of the race by May? What would stop them from trading him even in spring training if the Yankees offered a dazzling package of prospects? Perhaps this is why the Cardinals would be the favorites to land Machado. They badly want him. They need a third baseman. Considering they're chasing the Cubs in the Central, there's little chance they'd trade him. Why, by having Machado an entire year, the Cardinals believe he'd fall in love with St. Louis. Their passionate fan base would fall in love with him, leading to a long-term commitment. It worked for Mark McGwire. It worked for Matt Holliday. And now Machado could be next.
It's On is next right here on 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
5:32 from the Chicago Wolves update studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday calendar night presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate And Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Not the busiest of sports days today, with most of the news coming from baseball's winter meetings, and the Cubs made another splash and another addition to their bullpen today by signing right-hander Steve Cishek to a two-year deal between $12 and $14 million. Also today, Minnesota signed reliever Fernando Rodney, 1 year, $6 million, and St. Louis dealt outfielder Stephen Piscotty to Oakland for a pair of minor leaguers. As for Manny Machado, he's still with Baltimore as the Orioles are going home to mull over the offers, including the one by the White Sox. And speaking of the Sox, supposedly they have had discussions with both Toronto and San Francisco regarding Avisail Garcia. 670 The Score's holiday broadcast at Shoeless Joe's is brought to you by Lover's Lane. This holiday season, shop Lover's Lane for romantic gifts for grown-ups. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rogers and Hollins Jewelers. It's the Bean. Frango mints belong to Fields, and it will always be the Sears Tower. You don't mess with Chicago icons. That's why we love Rogers and Hollins Jewelers. For over 100 years, it's the name Chicago trusts for fine, quality jewelry, unique collections, and unbeatable protection plans. Use promo code FOREVER and save 10% online. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on.
It's on,
okay? It's on.
Once again, it's on. Pretty simple for me tonight. There are certain Lonzo Ball games that the NBA has circled because of his father's talk, whether it be
welcome to Big Baller Zone.
Whether it be Kyrie Irving, him saying the unfortunate things he said about his parents, and one of which is dead, or LeBron James. LeBron James said, keep my kid's name out your mouth when you're talking about me to LeVar Ball. Well, guess what? He makes his way to Cleveland this evening. Because Lonzo Ball and LeBron James will square off at the Q. And I think, I mean, the way LeBron's been playing, it hasn't been ramping up to this, but I don't think that he's gonna dial it back tonight. You're going to get some one-on-one situations, some switches that shouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. I think Lonzo Ball showed really well at Madison Square Garden on a stage where a lot of stars are born. So I think he's got the game to compete, but the ball that, so to speak, the ball that LeBron James is playing right now is going to have me watching on the NBA package. I believe it's the ESPN game, but if it's
TNT.
Not a TNT game?
7 p.m. Oh, Lakers at Cavaliers on TNT. Yeah. The late game, Mavericks at Warriors. I will have that game on, and I will be flipping with the Blackhawks at Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big game for them, and that starts at 7. It'll be seeing Can Duncan Keith
score
a goal.
I think this is the game.
It's also going to be Hanukkah latkes night for us, so we'll be doing up the
Hanukkah latkes.
Yeah, doing the full potato pancake.
Is that Gennady Golovkin?
No, not quite.
Is it brother?
No, we lay out. I'm cheating. I'm not going to do homemade from scratch, but the Trader Joe's latkes are awesome, actually. Yeah. So we'll heat those up. We're going to have
what are latkes?
Potato pancakes.
Why are you saying it like I should know? I'm asking you. Yeah, obviously, I don't know.
Just another name for potato pancakes.
Okay, potato pancakes.
And then we've got, it's just a traditional Hanukkah food.
Right,
and then we
nice.
Lay out a little bit of applesauce, sour cream, caviar. I'm going to do homemade egg salad, make my mom's egg salad, get a little bit of smoked salmon out there, and then you just make as many different latke combinations.
Now, do you have to do it on the third night or the fourth night?
No,
or just
usually we do it on the first night, but he had hockey practice.
Okay.
And this is I'll be able to prep everything while he's on the ice tonight and have everything.
Latkes for everybody. Fellas, what do you got over there?
I think this is the first time that we have, as a show, when we've run this segment on a Thursday, no one's mentioned, between the two of you, even mentioned the football
no,
game.
No, thank you.
When I say it, do you even know who's playing?
Yes, it's the Broncos and the Colts,
Colts,
right?
And Broncos.
Yeah, Colts and Broncos, a combined 7 wins between the two of them, and mm-mm. It just kind of sticks out to me that Thursday night football, and it's like,
nope.
Afterthought of afterthought.
That's all you, if you want it. You can. That's yours.
Yeah.
If you got a football itch, that ain't the place to scratch it.
I'm Team Jason on this one. I'd like to see LeBron put up about 60 points tonight and rub his nuts. And LeBar
would you like a nut rubbing, sir?
There's video of a kid like demanding that LeBron dunk on Lonzo.
The Cleveland Children's Clinic. A kid he was visiting in the hospital. As he walks away, he says, "Can you please dunk on Lonzo Ball for me tonight?" And LeBron said, "I don't think he's going to get in the way too many times. So I don't know if I could promise that for you. So
yeah,
we'll see."
As you say, I don't think he wants that smoke.
No. Get off the tracks when that young man is coming through. So yeah, it should be a fun night of basketball and hockey and if you want to watch football, enjoy yourself. Yeah. Chris, what do you got tonight?
Well, it'll be a Hanukkah miracle if I'm not watching anything other than Peppa Pig or the movie Sing, because I'm on daddy duty tonight.
Sing is good. I love Sing.
It's awesome, yeah. So the wife's got her company Christmas party tonight, so I'm on daddy duty where, you know, we'll have a little dinner. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll go shopping for mommy's gifts, me and her. So I'll be lucky if, but if I'm up after I put her to bed, I'll be watching Action Bronson's cooking show tonight. Jadakiss and Fabulous are on there tonight.
I still haven't caught it. Every time I get the two minutes.
It's a real train wreck at times.
I get the 2 minute tease.
But I can't stop watching.
I get the 2 minute tease every time I watch Desus and Mero because I, you know, you extend the time a little bit and it's like, oh, I forgot to record that and I never record it. By the way, I'm on daddy duty tonight, so I can empathize with you, my friend. Holiday party for the lady as well.
I got her a Hanukkah present on the first night and I still haven't gotten anything. So I'm hoping maybe tonight's.
Her love and affection.
Yeah, I know. But like, you know.
Maybe the $4 back for the coat check.
That'd be nice.
But he's not even joking, by the way.
How much was parking again?
Well, he doesn't have a car, so that's why parking sucks.
He rode the train, didn't he?
No, I did, but she parked. And then she was yelling at me for saying, yo, I should have just picked you up and gotten out of here. I would waste money parking. So she was,
I love y'all too, boy. Two little people arguing over loud rock music.
It was like a gag gift. She eats one of her favorites. She eats Greek yogurt and honey all the time.
Was it Oikos?
And she Faye, F-A-G-E. She loves that stuff. Okay. So we go through a lot of honey. So I was at Target and I bought this giant thing. It's like one of the giant bear.
Honey
containers.
Is like $30 for some reason.
Dude. No, but this was no.
It's
like
$7.99 for a couple
this
of
was
ounces.
$6 for a big thing of honey. And I went downstairs and I wrapped. I actually wrapped the whole thing up. I got a Hanukkah card.
Wrapping Bernstein.
You know, which is, you know, sweetness for my sweetness, whatever. Aww, and she's like, oh, that's so cute.
Your soft ass. That's nice.
And then she said, yeah, but you also save money by buying honey in bulk because we're going to go through it anyway. I'm like, don't overthink it. Just say thank you.
You're telling your wife not to overthink something.
She said, I didn't get you anything. I said, that's fine. But maybe she knows.
Obviously, it's not fine.
No, just a little something.
Yeah. Yeah, I make it.
Although you know she's horrible at getting gifts.
My lady is too. She asked me what I want.
This is still the only.
All I ask is put some thought into it.
This money clip is the only thing in 20 years.
Well, that's what she's concerned with. Yeah. But seriously, though.
Yeah, take care of that.
I don't think we're doing gifts this year, but it's one of those things in the years past. It was like, we each have an Amazon wish list, and then you act surprised. You got me this thing off the list. I thought you were giving me the other thing.
Bo Jackson.
Oh, you got me my Eloy Jimenez bobblehead. Yeah. How did you know?
Yeah, my lady is one of the worst gift buyers of all time. She gets upset when I don't tell her what I want. Like, hey, just put some thought into it. I should be straight. I'd buy everything I need during the year anyway. So
the same thing with my kid. Like, I don't have any winter gloves. I said, you have 3 pair of winter gloves. Those are ski gloves. Like, what do you think winter gloves look like?
LGBTW, right?
And then he's like, Under Armour has a special glove. Wow. And I'm like, well, wait, what are you talking about? It's like, because I can't play football on the playground in ski gloves because I can't catch the ball.
It's got the team logo on the hand, right, so we can you know put them out.
Rock.
Yeah,
Jason Shkreli all of a sudden.
No, so sorry. I said get online and show me what you're talking about. It's like, well, now it's not a surprise. You want the gloves or not, numbnuts? You know,
and that's how the discussion ended.
Yeah,
he's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. Are we talking to Lawrence Holmes or?
Lawrence is on vacation.
Lawrence is away.
Oh, yeah.
It's Nikki the Kid.
Oh, let's go.
This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. More things headed in your direction. Who knows what they could be? You have the score.
Up next for the 4-9 Bears, the road trip rolls on to Detroit, where the Bears will take on the Lions in a Saturday afternoon showdown. Get a full preview right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Don't stress.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz winter event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious, engineering marvel design.